Welcome back, everybody, to the Kingdom Builders Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Kim.
And I'm also Christine. Joined by other hosts. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why I was saying my name.
Christine is my name.
I'm another host.
Robert, would you like to introduce yourself? He looks frozen.
Yeah, you guys were breaking up there, so I wasn't sure where you were.
Oh, I said I'm a host. Christine said she's a host, and I was hoping you would introduce yourself as a host.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm a host, and glad to be here, and we'll have a good time.
That's fun. Okay, so the Kingdom Builders Podcast is a monthly podcast. We have a ministry called Kingdom Builders through the Source Wichita. And one of the things you get to do with this is if you are a patron, we have a Patreon. If you're a patron, you get to come on this podcast with us and fully participate as much or as little as you would like, ask questions, all of those fun things. So we also have one of our Kingdom Builders with us. Darlene, would you like to say hello?
Hi, my name is Darlene.
Good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here too.
Okay, so we're going to kick it off with, we love to do Q&A. If there are no Qs to A, we will talk about another topic, but we love a Q&A. And so true. Darlene, you said you have a question for us.
Well, yes, I do. I'd like to know, what was your last question that you asked the Father?
The last
and did question. He answer you?
Good.
Wow. I have to think now.
That's funny. I know the last question I asked the Father was on behalf of someone else, and he did answer. But I don't know that I should share it because it's personal for them. But I would say yes. And it was today.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the exact same for me. I think we're in the same meeting. Maybe. Yeah, so I was wondering when you asked that, if you meant that sort of thing or for our own personal lives or...
I think something that... you needed an answer to specifically for your life, for who you are, and your relationship with him, is what I meant.
Okay.
It could have been last year you asked him a question because you know it all.
Yeah, right. This is like every day of my life I'm asking him questions. Are you kidding? You know, I want to say something about... today. Now these I ask the Father questions all the time. But I don't really do it in the way of talking. And so that's just kind of how I am. So I'll kind of give you the feeling that I was giving to him and requesting answers on. Okay. I was feeling really disconnected from someone who I feel like I should be connected to. And I was just asking the Lord, like, why am I feeling like this? What can I do to help it? And so he just started kind of drawing me in closer to him. And he really emphasized that when I'm losing connection with someone else, I shouldn't try to connect more with them necessarily. I need to connect more with the Father, and then it's like it draws me closer to them. That's what he was showing me, which is probably a big duh thing for everyone else, but I think I need to be reminded of those things a lot. So yeah, he just kind of drew me in closer to him to help me feel more connected. So yeah, that's the last thing I asked.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Robert, I was just going to ask if you wanted to share something. So I'm glad you started. Good.
The last thing that I asked was this morning, I was feeling in my hermit state that I was in this weekend, that I was feeling like I was still living in the old of 2023. And I felt like that there was something new for 2024. And I didn't know what that was. So I was asking and saying, what is this new reality that you want to show me? And, you know, he made it clear to me, like yesterday, he made it clear to me that you can't create something out of what you already know. You have to create, because all you're going to do is, if you create out of what you know, then all you're going to do is replicate what you already have. Okay. So to co-create with him, you have to be able to receive fresh downloads, fresh manna, fresh revelation. And I felt like he was saying, I'm going to give you fresh revelation. But at the same time, he was showing me I was holding on to the old. I was holding on to some stuff that maybe gave me identity, maybe gave me security, maybe gave me, I don't know, maybe some kind of emotional connection to something, whatever, you know. It was like I needed to release it all. And as I was doing that, I felt like the first thing that he started to show me was that I was holding on to some pain, and that I needed to let go of the pain to receive the healing. And sometimes holding on to the pain, you know, like an example in a relationship, say if you had a relationship and say that relationship dismantled, you know, or was uncreated in front of your eyes, some of the last things you hold on to are the pain from it, because it still gives you a connection. Pain itself can be a connection. And so it was like having to release that, having to release all that. And I just felt like God was saying, you know, you need to release what's inside of you. You need to release all that, you know. And then I think in Africa, Christine had a healing session where she was able to release things from the body and release some emotions and release things like that. And it's like, I felt like that was part of what I was kind of experiencing, you know, in that. And then the thing that I'm personally feeling like some of the fresher downloads and stuff for me are there's something about, again, healing the masculine inside of me, fully healing the masculine. There are some areas where I feel like I've received a level of healing in this area, but I feel like that God wants to take me to a deeper level of healing in the masculine. And that was sort of what I got today. Kind of a long answer, but that was a good question, Darlene. Very good question.
I don't know if this question would be appropriate here, but can I ask another question?
Of course.
Why do you think there is so much sexual, what do you call it? When a female may think she's a male, or when a male thinks she's a female.
Like, you know, transgender and, sort of thing.
Yeah. Why do you think there's so much of it? Because I see a lot of it where I work, and her wants to be a he, and a she wants to be a he. And why do you think? Do you think it's, what do you think it is? Is this something we can even talk about?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I have some theories. I don't know if it's right, but kind of actually a lot of what Robert was talking about, you know, he was talking about how he needs to have some of this masculine stuff healed inside of him. I feel like we all have both feminine and masculine energy, and also parts of us that are supposed to be there. As a spirit, we don't have a gender. So we have all sorts of different, I don't know, parts of us that are masculine and feminine, right? Mm-hmm. And also many of us, maybe all of us, I don't know, but at least many of us have had some sort of mother wounding or father wounding or whatever that causes some different things in us. And even those, when I say mother wounding, I don't necessarily mean like from the mother necessarily. It's just that part of us. And so I feel like this is why, for instance, it could be as simple as you get married to somebody, say I get married. This didn't happen to me. Okay. But let's say I got married to somebody. Oh, it kind of did happen to me. Anyway, you marry someone and all of a sudden you start feeling like I need to step more into my masculine to lead things. Okay. Like for instance, when I married Dustin, he was in the military. He went straight into deployment. I mean, like just a few months after we got married. And so for a year and a half, I had to take on all responsibilities of everything. And I had a baby in that time by myself. So I had to be both father and mother. And this was something that did something in me and in my marriage to where I stepped more into my masculine than I think I probably should have. And it was really not his fault. It just was how it happened, but it created some things in me where I was out of balance. And so for me, I can imagine that if I had even more wounding already, it would make me get pretty butch. You know what I mean? It would make me feel more like a man. And I think that our society, especially now, I know you're from Canada, so it's a little different probably, but I feel we're both part of the Western world, which is similar. Mm-hmm. I think with so much wounding, people are searching for who they are and they don't even know who they are, you know, in their soul, let alone their spirit. And so everyone is searching for their identity and they're trying to find something that feels like what they could step into. And they can tell that something's missing, something's wounded, but they don't know what it is. And so I do think it's an identity issue when it comes down to the core of it, you know, because for me, I know that I've seen in the spirit how I carry both female and male sort of identities. And so it depends on where I'm functioning, what I should be doing, but it doesn't change my genitalia, obviously. That's not how it is for me in the natural. But I can imagine that if I didn't know who I was, it would be a much bigger temptation. Anyway, that's my theory. I don't know. Kim was smiling a lot like she had stuff to add, especially on identity. And so I feel like you should probably talk about it.
I was just talking about this a little bit yesterday with a friend of mine. I tend to agree that it has to do with identity, but I'm probably not going to give a very popular opinion about this. I tend to think that almost every single person on the planet deals with identity issues. I do. I mean, has anyone not on this call, like not dealt with identity issues?
I think everyone does.
Right. I think that this one just happens to be the one that's in the spotlight. And so people who are dealing with this kind of identity issue, like things or any kind of identity issue, it's kind of coming out through this funnel and through this lens, because this is what is being accepted right now. And what is the hot topic? This is what is the energy that's flowing in the world. This is the vibration that's out there. You know what I mean? And so people are kind of grabbing onto it. And I think that's why we're seeing so many more people come out with this kind of stuff. When my guess is, and obviously this is not based in any kind of statistic or anything like that, my guess is it probably all is rooted in some sort of identity issue that they are needing to work out or trying to suppress. that is just revealing itself in this one certain way. You know what I mean? Like it's a symptom of an identity thing. And I don't know that I can fault someone for having it come out in this manner. Mm-hmm. This is what society is saying is okay. This is the thing that is able to be held at the moment. Whereas there are some other things that just aren't addressed and still very full of shame, like you're the only person who ever does these things or thinks these things, you know what I mean? And so this is the thing that people can, they can go, oh, okay, I can do it this way. I can say that, yeah, I have an issue and it's coming out this way. And yeah, I don't know. That tends to be my opinion. And I know it's not horribly spiritual, but I think it all goes back to identity issues. And I know that I walked around this planet for well over 30 years, having tried to develop my own identity and decide who I was going to be in this world without taking any consideration or leading from what the Lord had for me, how he created me to be. And if I saw something that kind of was like, yeah, I want to be that way, or yeah, that kind of seems right, then I would hold on to it, you know, and I would try to work that muscle out so that that's what presented itself. And I just think it's part of the human condition. It just happens to be being displayed in this way at this moment in time.
I think that's true. Go ahead, Robert. I saw you trying to.
I agree. I think it's a lot of identity. I had, you know, God had to show me that he gave me all of him. And he didn't just give me the masculine side of him. He also gave me the feminine side, that which, if you get a lot of religious people, they don't want to see that, you know, but there really is, you know, it's a very powerful side of God. And as I realized that all of that was inside of me, then he himself gave me that identity. Then I had to recognize that there was just as much masculine as there was feminine also inside of me. And when I started to recognize that, I started to go with inside of me and see inside of me these two parts. Okay. And it's crazy that I would see two parts. You would think, okay, there's two parts, must have schizophrenia, you know, whatever, you know, the multi like thing. And then God started showing me, said, how do you see them relating to each other? And I was like, well, they look like they're in a room and they're just looking at each other from one side of the room to the other. And he was like, that's separation inside of you, Robert. And that separation, that's your reality. And that's what I've seen between what my mom and my dad, you know, they got separated. You know, of course, when I was married, I got separated, you know, but I perceived the separation so clearly between the masculine and the feminine, you know, and, you know, for years I would hear people talk about the misunderstandings that they had about their sexuality and all that kind of stuff. But what I started, when God started showing me this, I was like, wow, I didn't realize that there's a part in you that can feel that separation. It can feel that, you know, like a divide inside of you. And so God asked me, he said, would you like me to heal this part inside of you? And so I was seeking him to heal it, and he made both parts become one inside of me. And when they became one, there became a wholeness inside of me that I had not experienced before. And in reality, you know, we always talk about, we're thinking of, we've heard about, you know, like this divine romance. Well, I kept thinking, oh, it'll just be like me and God, you know, like this. But the reality was the divine romance had to be the masculine and feminine inside of me that had to happen. And I realized that there was, you know, there's really no separation between us and God. Okay. But the part that we have the most separation in is between ourselves. we are separated within ourselves, you know, and we can't perceive God. We can't see God because we're so separated within ourselves. It gives us a lens that doesn't allow us to see God the way that he really is, you know. So as I allowed this area to heal inside of me, I started to experience this heavenly romance that was powerful, amazing, and wonderful. And realized too, where I had been like thinking, oh, one day I'll remarry and I'll meet somebody or whatever like that. And what I was looking for was already inside of me. It was already there inside of me. I just had a wrong view. I had a wrong lens. I had a wrong, you know, and as that healed, it made things whole, because there are areas where I couldn't fully heal as a man because I did not know this part that needed to be healed within me, that was the feminine, you know, that needed to heal and how it related. And as I perceived that, that healing happened and that wholeness happened. And I feel like that's part of the reason why people, because they're such a divide in themselves, like they really don't know they have the fullness in there. And there's such a separation. There's such a, quote, divorce within inside of them that they don't know how to bring that mending and that healing and find out what they're looking for is already inside of them, you know, in the Christ in them. So
sorry if that was so good. Like the feminine and the masculine within ourselves becomes one. I have never heard that.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Have you both been able to reconcile that, like he has within yourselves?
Who are you asking this to?
What are you? Christine and Kimberly. I'm just wondering, because it's such a, I have never ever heard that. And now I'm like, wow, that's a revelation.
It's a revelation. For me, I haven't really had any kind of leading to address it. Just being honest, I'm also not horribly fighting against anything masculine or anything feminine within me. I don't feel
like
there's that grind. It may be there and it just hasn't been revealed to me yet. And it may not be time for me to address it. I don't know. But for me, it's not something that I've done a lot of work with.
Maybe you don't need work in it. It's already done.
Maybe not. I don't know. I can't rule anything out.
I haven't felt any separateness exactly, like Robert was talking about, in that way, I should say. I've had a lot of separation within myself, but not in the masculine and feminine. But I have had, in the past year, I've been really having to deal with different woundings in those areas, in the masculine and feminine, within myself. And so I've had to, I guess when I say work on them, I'm not really doing anything, but allowing the Lord to work on them in me and submitting myself to the work, I guess is a better word. But every time I do that, I am way more myself. And it is so interesting because for me, I am way more feminine than I have allowed myself to be in the past. And when I get this healing, all of a sudden, everyone starts noticing how feminine I am, which is hilarious because I know that. I just haven't allowed myself to be myself, I think, because those things were wounded. And it's interesting. Robert was talking about some healing stuff that I was doing in South Africa. And this wasn't about the healing I was doing on others. It was about some healing I was having done on myself. And it was so interesting because I was doing a lot of work on kind of the soul body connection and some different things that came up in, I guess, I would say mild trauma, but trauma nonetheless in my past and as a child, right? And when I was going through it, I had different organs in my body that were being able to speak. And this sounds very, very strange, I understand. But when you go through it, it's not strange at all, at least to me. But these different organs, what was really surprising to me was how I could feel like this one's male, this one's female. And that was really weird. Like, I don't think of myself like that generally, but how they were communicating, you could feel that masculine energy or feminine energy in the body. And so it's really interesting for me to see different parts of me and how I truly am made up. And is everyone the same like that? I have no idea, but I know that that's what I was seeing for the first time. And it was like, this is more of a picture of the body to me. Like, you know, we talk about the body of Christ and the different aspects of the Lord that we're seeing. And even our own bodies are like that. They're so different, and they have even different kinds of almost personalities within ourselves and our bodies, not just our soul. And so it's interesting. I'm learning a lot more the more I submit myself to healing, inner healing, all sorts of healing, the more understanding I get about myself. And it's really quite fascinating.
Interesting.
That makes me wonder, Chris, like, you're feeling these different organs being like holding either masculine or feminine energy. It makes me wonder, and some of like the romantic languages, you know, how they have feminine and masculine nouns. It makes me wonder if it lines up with what you were experiencing. So are the lungs masculine in Spanish or French, or, you know, like,
now I need to know. I don't know. I used to know these things back when I studied French. Now it's gone. I have no idea anymore. I remember a table is masculine. That's all I can remember.
Wow, this is awesome. I was just thinking about parts of my, you know, my organs, like our heart. I think, wouldn't our heart have to have a balance of male and female in it in order to function properly, you know?
Robert says yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So I guess some of our organs are female in nature and male in nature in order to balance our physicalness out, right? Our physical bodies.
I say it this way. This is the way I see it for our hearts, is that sometimes the creative space for our heart comes, I believe, originates probably more from the masculine, but it needs to be received by the feminine so it can be birthed, so it can be received, so it can be matured, it can be brought life to it, you know. And if you're only bringing half of that to the heart space, you can, you're, in some ways, you can't fully manifest what needs to manifest. You know, it's like in the earth, you need the male and the female to fully, you know, bring forth, you know, the new life, you know. But I think the same thing for our heart, our soul, and even our body, you know, like, and when I say that, I'm not just talking about just the physical for our body, but I'm talking about, like, I think that there are the realities of the oneness that I have to experience in my spirit. I also, then it has to be translated to my soul. And then there are memories in my body that also need to experience, like, it needs to transcend from my spirit to my soul, then to my body. You know, and it really needs to fully manifest. And it's sometimes we, like, you know, like for years, it was just my spirit that was getting this. And then it was my soul that started to get this. And now I'm learning I need to bring this into my body also. You know, I need to fully allow this to go to all parts so that it really brings that oneness even into my body. But then it's also, again, you know, I've shared this many times, it's like the body is your legal right into the earth, you know.
Yeah.
So full manifestation can be hindered because you haven't brought that full healing or that dominion or whatever into the body, you know, because it doesn't have the legal right to manifest into the earth. You can allow it in your spirit and you can allow it in your soul. But the thing is, the legal right's not fully established if it's not done into the body, because the spirit only has so much dominion into the earth. The soul only has so much dominion into the earth, you know, but the body has that full dominion into the earth is the way that the Lord has created it, you know. And sometimes we want to, as Christians, want to just be like, you know, everything's the spirit, everything's the spirit. And we don't want to deal with our soul. We don't want to deal with our disappointments. We don't want to deal with our, you know, heart or what's going on. And then we don't want to deal with our body, you know, because we got plenty of memories and bad experiences. And, you know, and it's like God is going, I want to deal with it all. I want to deal with it all.
Wow. Don't the Chinese have a name for the feminine and the male side of things? I can't remember what they're called.
The yin and the yang, yeah.
Yes, yes. So what do you think? They're right on that, huh?
I think it's an important concept to have balance, but I'm also kind of in this whole vein of balance these days. And when... I mean, I don't think it's an evil thing that there's some symbol that represents masculine and feminine that is balanced, but I think they're onto something with it. And I think that if we can find truth, that the Father plants it all over the world within all of his creation. And when we hear truth from him and it rings true, like, doesn't matter if it's from some other religion or not. I'll just be honest. There's my crazy statement of the day. Anyone else?
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
I agree.
I think as Christians, we tend to think that we're the only ones that's right, you know, and we're not, as far as I'm concerned.
I think there's truth spread out everywhere and in every person even. Mm-hmm. And if we can go seek for the gems, then we'll find them, you know. It's just we need to keep an open mind and also a discerning one, you know. If we can test everything with the Lord and say, hey, what do you think about this yin and yang thing, you know, just why not ask him about everything like that? If we go, this strikes a chord with me, then he'll go, you're right. This is the goodness in it. You know, I think that that's what he does all the time. At least he does that with me. Guys, I think we need to wrap up, but it has been wonderful, wonderful conversation like always. And Darlene, thank you for all of your questions. They're just always so wonderful. You tend to ask questions that hardly anyone has the guts to ask, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for answering them, and appreciate you guys too. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Love you guys. Thanks.
Love you. Bye.